Some people call me the space cowboy.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is the Experience Points Radio Show. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
We open the whole thing up with Wow Wow by Neil Cicurega. That was like a weird mashup of about all of the 90s. Every 90s song, or I guess maybe early 2000s. It was a lot of Wild Wild West. you remember that movie? It was Will Smith and who is it? He's not the guy that makes underwear.
Gosh.
But you know the guy, right?
I know who you're talking about, yes.
Somebody. Anyway, Calvin Klein. Something Klein. Anyway, Kevin Klein, not Calvin Klein. Calvin
he also
Klein.
Did the voice of one of the main characters in El Dorado.
Which one?
Julio, I want to say.
Oh, is that the blonde haired guy or the black haired guy?
The black haired guy.
It was the scoundrel, scruffy one.
Yeah,
that one.
Both
that was male. Yeah. So that was that. Anyway, this is the Experience Points Radio Show. We talk about nerd and geek stuff. Clearly, an El Dorado reference. One of DreamWorks' most forgotten movies, I think. Though I enjoyed it. DreamWorks made some really awesome movies back in the day. Anything with Don Bluth, though. I don't think El Dorado was a Don Bluth movie.
I don't think so.
Anastasia was, or Anastasia, whatever. If you're one of those people.
Yeah.
And then all the Dogs Go to Heaven movies. And then, what was the other one? There was a lot of Don Bluth. Anyway, we drop nerd and geek knowledge. That's what we do on a weekly basis. I have some news for you, Dustin.
Oh, boy.
We have a website, exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. We have social media at exppoints.com/social.
Ring that bell.
Where you can ding, ding, ding. Got to get that stuff. Like, subscribe, do all that stuff. But we say every week that we are a little behind on editing our stuff. Well, I talked to the general manager last week. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, general manager, man. I don't know if I can say his name. Anyway, look, Todd Delaney, you've been around for a while. We got this show. You may have heard of it. And he's like, yeah, I've heard of it. And I said, you know, we've got like 150 something episodes on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Spotify and all that. But we are like, we're over a year behind or close to a year behind. And I said, it's just so hard for us to get and catch up and everything. So is there something you can help us out with? Do we have like an intern or something? And he's like,
I know who you've drafted for this.
And he goes, yeah, we totally do. We can go ahead and get this guy, this person to start helping you cut your audio together. And I said, well, I don't want somebody that's crap. I want somebody that's genuine, good quality, maybe needs some you know, experience on the board cutting stuff together. And he goes, no, I know just the guy. Mm-hmm. So I was like, soon, we're not here yet. It's not like I'm surprising you and saying, hey, all the audio's cut together. I'm saying
but it's
that,
getting there.
I'm saying it's going to get there. I don't know if they've started.
She has.
She. I don't know anything. Oh, has she?
She has.
Oh, gosh.
Did you just assume?
You're worse
than Hitler.
I was born in the 80s, like the late 80s, so I can kind of do that. Maybe I can't. I don't know.
Not anymore.
I am worse than Hitler.
Basically.
Speaking of Hitler, we're going to have some of that a little bit later on.
What?
Yeah, speaking of, that's a weird segue, but we have like the upcoming games, and we've got some games that we're going to talk about later.
Oh, thank gosh.
So. What? You're very dressed up. It's a Tuesday. We record on Tuesdays now. We air on Wednesdays. Thanks for listening and tuning in. Mm-hmm. Unless this is the future, and I guess you are listening online.
Or it's the past, and you're a time traveler that brought some stuff with them.
Thanks, man. Thanks for bringing the experience points. You got your bases
thanks,
covered.
Thanks, doctor.
Thanks, doc. fun story about that. So the sneakers from Back to the Future 2 are actually, they're built so in such a way that they're disintegrating. I saw pictures of them today. They are falling apart. Like the back rubber area of the sole is just crumbled to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be handled. Because you think it's like not a museum item, but maybe it's like a pop culture item.
You mean the actual shoes?
The actual prop, yeah.
So
they were a special type of Nike shoe, and they were in, I think, maybe the Smithsonian or something. Maybe just they're somewhere in Seattle, I think, now.
Yeah.
And they're trying to auction them off because, to be honest, they're going to fall apart any day now. So it's like you want a piece of movie history.
Get it while it can
because it's not going to last. Yeah, it's not going to last very long.
Well,
but you look very nice. Where have you been?
I was. Matt was kind enough to wait up for me for about 20-30 minutes while I took care of a client.
It's 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's 1 a.m.
It's so dark outside and cold.
I haven't seen my soon-to-be wife.
Where's my dog?
Who's president?
what day is it?
I wish I could recall the taste of food, Sam. All right. So I work for another radio station as well. I had to meet up with a client and everything like that. I talked to him. And I actually had learned a lot and actually had a really good time talking to him. And had to take care of some stuff with that. I went a little longer than I meant to because I'm a talker,
yeah,
which is good for me.
Yeah, really?
Well, and then everything else, it was just driving around like a psycho today.
Yeah.
Tuesdays are supposed to be kind of my half day because I don't have Sundays off or anything like that. So I usually go to the movies or something like that for $5 or
nice.
Something like
are
that.
Are you a Stubbs member?
I'm not a Stubbs member, but $5. AMC is bringing the $5 thing, okay. Whatever, but I'm not gonna talk anymore because risk of FCC stuff. But so I've just been running around. I'm wearing a blazer.
That's
the story.
Yeah, you're wearing a blazer. You keep preening yourself. Like
I
you're
got
taking,
weird to hair
you
all
got,
over me.
You got
I think
all
it's from
the
a
stuff.
Cat or yeah. a per- well, this long hair is definitely from a person. Don't worry about that.
Who have you been around?
It's blonde.
I had a really interesting. I say interesting. It's just adult interesting stuff. It's not video game.
It's just about your house.
Yeah. So like, I'm buying a house. Like, I'm actually buying a house now. Like, I was buying one before, and they just kind of balked on it. They say they walked away and whatever.
Man, we are killing it with these topics.
The
man.
Well,
are you
I
on
mean,
the edge of your seat?
This is the
I had a meeting. He's buying a house. Can we just play music?
We're going to play some music. We're going to start with History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. We're going to catch you after the break where we're actually going to talk about some topics, some real deal,
nerd stuff.
Nitty gritty talk.
We're
about
talking about
it
things
afterwards.
That matter. We're going to talk about things that don't.
I was one, this is kind of nerd stuff. I was one question away from winning the HQ the other night.
Are you really?
Yes. It wasn't the last question. It was like the one question in the middle about ducks or something.
And then you would have gotten
And
the
then I would
ones.
Have gotten all of them. I stayed in the game because I never Shucks. Do that. But I, yeah, so of course, if I would have gotten that one right, it would have all been different questions.
Of course.
And that was like the 250. That was the one in the NBA final game. So
of
it would have
course.
Been like a quarter
of
million. Anyway, this is History Repeating one Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points Radio Show exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still the Experience Points Radio Show. I'm still MG.
I will always be Dustin, and
that
you
was,
can count on that forever.
You can take it to the bank, son. That's what he said.
If well, that bank of. Dealed in hope.
Yes, and confidence.
And confidence.
And blazers.
And a fact. Yeah.
You just heard History Repeating Part 1 and Part 2 by the Megas. That's like a really awesome, all the songs, like the song selections this hour are about 7 minutes, and that together is like 6 minutes and 50 seconds. It was really, the OCD in me when I'm setting up this show, when I'm orchestrating the show, I really love it. I don't know why I love it so much.
It sounded great.
It's thanks, man.
Don't know
previous,
what he's talking
previous,
about.
Previous show, previously on Experience Points.
Well, Dustin
doesn't listen to the music. So anyway, let's talk about some of let's approach a topic that we didn't approach last week, but because of this weird, I think you forgot that we had a technical problem, and the last 10 minutes of the show was just me going, "Hey, sorry, but cat ate my homework," sort of thing. Dog ate the show, so I re-recorded the last 10 minutes, and we weren't going to approach this topic, but then in the last 10 minutes, because I didn't have a person to talk with, I ended up talking about the Hardwick situation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I don't think really anything's changed with that over the last week. Nothing's really developed with that. So what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about like the underlying principle of what's going on. And then, we could 10 minutes bat it back and forth or whatever.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So
that's fine.
Let's roll it back to mid-2000s or whatever.
Who is Chris Hardwick?
Chris Hardwick was nobody. He was this guy who had a love for nerdom, and nerds used to not be cool, but now we're here and we're really cool. So
we got our own radio show for whatever reason.
Somebody did some stuff. It gave us some things. Idiots. Anyway.
Don't get in what
sorry,
I mean to do.
Sorry, general manager, man. Anyway, but Chris Hardwick took his love for nerddom and ended up founding Nerdist, which was a podcast, online presence, reviews, opinion column, just your general purpose, everything.com about nerd stuff. And he eventually left that, but then he started doing other things. And most recently, he's on The Talking Dead, which is sort of like the After The Walking Dead. You talk about that episode.
To know how popular The Walking Dead used to be.
Go back a couple seasons.
There was, 20, height of their popularity. 2012 to 2014. Yeah. Walking Dead was like you. I mean, we watched it like religiously.
I used the phrase, yeah, I was as popular as the first season of Walking Dead. whenever I say that, I'm like, and someone was like, wow.
I think third season, I think was really when I was like looking around going, holy
Moses.
Was
that the prison? That was the prison one.
I think that the second and third season, I think
second
around
was
that
the house
time,
season.
That, yeah, and then the third one was they started to go to the prison.
Yeah.
But that was, it was a television phenomenon. And to show how popular it was, Chris Hardwick literally did a show that was actually really fun and entertaining.
Yeah.
After it called Talking Dead about the same period of time. So 2 hours of AMC's broadcasting schedule was devoted right. towards.
Also, he did Talking Bad, which was the same concept for Breaking Bad, which was also giant at the time.
I'm sorry, they would do 4 hours because it'd be Walking Dead, Talking Dead, Walking Dead again, they encored the episode, and then Talking Dead again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were doing that. They were doing that. It's insane.
Sundays
it's,
was
it's
it,
like USA right? only bought the rights to Twister that one time, and it was a month of Twister. It's like AMC were like, well, all we have is Walking Dead stuff. I guess we'll just play that.
Breaking Bad was kind of wrapping up, I think.
Yeah, but he did do Talking Bad before that. And it's the same concept where you talk to the actors. You talk to people that either died in the show or people that had weird things in the show or even directors and production designers. Anyway, in the show, there were always these cool things.
It was a good idea. But in order for that show to survive, just talking about shows in general, that the show before it must constantly
be underlying
popular.
The framework and the foundation has the framework's fine. The foundation of what you are talking about has to continue to hold up, and I don't think it has. But they were still doing it. They were still going to continue to do it. Now let's go back a little bit though, because whenever he started getting really big. Mm-hmm. He was at a convention where this lady, Chloe Dykstra, was attending as a cosplayer. She was a cosplayer. For those that know, cosplayers dress up as characters from shows, from anime, from sci-fi. Pretty much anything that you love or watch a show about or a movie about, you can dress up, and that's cosplay. You are – I don't know if cosplay is an amalgamation of
– It's wearing a costume.
It's costume play. Yeah, I guess that's exactly what it is. Matt's an idiot over here.
It's just – yeah. That's all you had to do is say
Sorry,
you're wearing
just sound
a costume.
It out. It's like kindergarten stuff. Tangent though, in kindergarten, I use those really big, annoying, like phonograph earphones that like would squeeze your head until all you could hear was the blood going through your ears. And that was pretty much all we did in kindergarten that I remember because it was so much pain when I put those on. So I'm not going to claim to be a victim, but I think maybe I have stunted growth from that. Anyway, back whenever Chris Hardwick was kind of ascending to nerd guy of Nerdist, he met this girl, Chloe Dykstra, who is the daughter of, I think, John Dykstra, who is an audio visual engineer in Hollywood. He's big. He's a real big guy.
Right.
And she's related. And as anyone with relations to those type of things, to those type of people do, they have a lot more opportunities to go to conventions, to meet famous people. And I don't know if she cashed in on some of that or if the just happenstance allowed her to do this, but she was able to meet Chris Hardwick, and she fell in love with Chris Hardwick, and they started dating. And then sometime after that, I think maybe 2008 or something, their relationship ended, and eventually Hardwick got married and had, I think he has a kid now. I can't really remember. That's irrelevant though to this story. Recently, I think two and a half weeks ago or something, Chloe Dykstra posted an essay, I think is what they're calling it, posted an essay where she outlined this horrible relationship with some unnamed person who every indicator points to Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, pretty much.
She didn't say it,
but
I mean,
point,
yeah.
You're like, you're wearing a shirt that says I'm with stupid.
Right. I think she even said something in the essay where he took his love for nerd culture and turned it into a very profitable industry, the only person she dated that did that was Chris Hardwick.
Who could that be?
Right. Well, with the masked man. Please take the mask off. But so she alleged per the essay that there was abuse, and not physical abuse, though apparently it was unwanted sexual advances and eventually then sex, that she agreed to, but she agreed to sort of out of this apathetic, like, I'm tired, and he's like, well, yeah, let's do it, allegedly. And she's like, okay, whatever, you know, and that was that. But then there was more than that. Like, rules were set about who she could and couldn't hang out with.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Again, everything that I say is alleged because nothing has been proven.
This is all in the document. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about.
Right. So anyway, this essay came out, and it pretty much paints this unnamed person, but effectively Chris Hardwick, paints this person as this horrible relationship. But it doesn't look like he did anything technically illegal or anything. Like, and no charges were filed because, again, like, he's not even directly
or
named.
Or we don't also know if any of this is particularly true.
Right. It's just in a document online. She posted it and on Twitter. And, of course, everybody floods to her defense and says, you know, I'm not going to say white knight. I almost did. It's not necessarily white knighting. It's more or less support. And that's fantastic. It's great for a community to come together and give someone who is assuming she's telling 100% truth. It is fantastic for the part of the community that comes together and says, I am so sorry. Oh, my God, this is a horrible thing. But, you know, it's that's good.
Right.
On the other side, Dustin.
On the other side of and thank you. Sure. Take it from here. I'll get the hate mail.
I share your thoughts, though.
Right.
We are of one mind.
We are of one mind on this, which is dangerous about this and what gets me concerned is that there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of actual proof. On the other side of that, this is also a very hard thing to prove. Right now, Chris Hardwick has had his show canceled or suspended.
I think it's suspended pending an investigation.
Pending an investigation, but someone. Still, I think he's still getting paid, though, I believe, or anything like that. I don't know if that's the case, though. But there's a lot of – here's the thing, though. It's a lot of consequence for something we don't know is true – only to the eyes of the court of public opinion. Yeah,
it's effectively this person who has – I'm going to say this, and I don't mean it as harsh as it sounds, but for lack of a better – more time, a person that's done relatively nothing other than be pretty and be a cosplayer and be related to somebody who has a lot of money and is famous.
Right.
And dated a famous person.
And that's the thing. It's like, is this – we don't know the motivations. We don't know if she's telling the truth or he's telling the truth. And that's the thing is you don't take – you don't attack somebody when you don't know something. But it seems like the spear got pointed at Chris pretty early. Now, my concern is this. This isn't the same as, say, Bill Cosby or I won't say who else, but they're pretty prolific as well. Some say the highest level of prolific. Hmm. But multiple people coming together with who are independent of each other with the same story.
Right. This is just one person.
This is just one person. She's vaguely asserting who it is. She's posting it online. She's not going to a police or lawyer.
The interesting thing is that Hardwick's wife, and he came out and he was like, this is completely false. These allegations are false.
Right.
You know, this comes as a shock. I wish her all the best. And I thought I loved her and I was in a great relationship with her. And I'm, you know, I'm just shocked. But his wife is defending him.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, of course she is. But don't you think that if he was this horrible person that there would be some sort of, and again, it's a private relationship, but don't you think there'd be something?
Yeah.
And maybe that's a faulty logic, but.
Right. And the fact that, and that's the thing. It's not saying it's not that I don't believe her. It's not that I do believe her. It's that right now we are not beholden to the court of public opinion for what we need to do.
It's purely reactionary. But only in one direction.
And that's the thing. This reaction is in one direction. Now, everybody doing all this stuff, calling him all this stuff online, you know, let's play make-believe for a second. You know, we find out a month from now she made all this up and comes out and apologizes. Well, y'all did a good job of slandering him and dragging his name through the mud.
There are some people
months.
That may never fully – they may never get the memo that says, hey, by the way, not a terrible person.
And that has happened.
Oh, yeah.
That has happened.
That page 8 retraction, you know.
Right, and that's the thing. It's, you know, when you start going out there and saying he's horrible, he did this and this and this, you do not know that.
Right.
And that's why I don't think
– yeah, that's the thing. There's no evidence – and I question the motivations. I think you said it earlier. Question the motivation of why now? Is it something that was eating away at you every day, your fiber, your being, and you needed to post something? That's totally understandable.
Mm-hmm. And I think if the timing does make sense a little bit because if you are going through that, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Like maybe I was waiting for something like the Me Too movement to come along so I can have a support structure. Or there's the other side of it. Maybe I can use the fact that the Me Too movement is so popular so people won't question it.
Right. That just you're implicitly, you know, because Chris Hardwick is a white male, he's wrong.
And that's the thing.
Which erodes the entire point of Me Too.
And that's the thing. And of course, this can all be very legitimate, but we need to wait and find out before we start socially parying somebody, calling them
a horrible person, and I think he's getting death threats. It seems like everyone's just like, they canceled Raspberry Barbarian Combo Cream Filled Krispy Kreme Donuts. I'm sending a death threat. Like, people send death threats for everything. Not that they should be taken lightly or anything, but
right. And the it's very bizarre to me that the kind of it got very powerful very quickly, and it's a movement that I fully support kind of the structure they needed. I think that women do need this kind of unity of the Me Too movement. I think it is good. I think it needs to be self-aware of its own dangers, though.
Yes, because it's built into – it's one of those things where it's a gun. And it could be a gun to harm some innocent person potentially, but it also could be a gun to protect innocent people as well and to sort of – you know, protect people that haven't been affected yet, but that could be. I mean, whenever I know when Weinstein initially started to fall, there were people that eventually, and I fully believe this, that there were people that eventually would work in Hollywood that would come in contact with him that would have been negatively affected by his presence and his weirdness.
What were the two co-hosts in G4? There was Sarah Jane Underwood, the model. And there was
Adam
the other
Sessler.
Girl.
Oh, Megan Webb, Morgan Webb.
He was on Chris Hardwick was on there with them.
Oh yeah. Oh man, I can't remember.
And I'm also surprised. You know, they've known each other for about 4 or 5 years. Not a thing from them.
A lot of his friends are publicly distancing themselves from him, and I don't know if that is he's a grenade because Me Too.
And that's the thing. Or they,
is it we know something and we are just appalled by this, but we don't have evidence and we didn't say anything because that's the thing. Why didn't you say anything sooner? If you knew stuff was going on, why wasn't this a thing earlier?
And that's the thing. It's like and we were kind of playing make believe for a minute. If you were truly say you weren't this wasn't true or anything and you were a man being accused of this and it just flat out was true, what can you do?
You could just say it's not me, but even then, like, what else are you going
to
do?
And,
you
know? Well, that's the thing. I'd also take her to court for defamation.
Yeah, he's got enough money. And there are enough people, I think, that would probably pro bono that court case for her. Mm-hmm. And again, I say she hasn't done anything. It's not like she doesn't have funds to do things, you know.
And I'm very nervous because if it's this easy to do it in a court of public opinion, and of course you guys might know something or find out a piece of information we just don't know. If we haven't said a piece of information, it's because we're ignorant to it. We don't know about it, not because we're intentionally leaving it out.
Well, and we haven't chosen a side to this. We have chosen the side of it's wrong to just talk about somebody with no evidence, mm-hmm. and it's wrong to prejudge. I mean, that's what prejudice is. You're prejudging the entire situation on things that you don't know these people. You know, if you're Chloe Dystra's best friend and she personally cried to you at night about this for years and you didn't do anything, then that's different. You need to speak up. And I would say, outside of this situation, if anyone out there has been experiencing this horrible relationship abuse or you know sexual abuse or whatever, there's information out there readily accessible.
It's the toughest thing to do is talk about.
Once you start talking about it, you know, I have spoken with people that are victims of abuse. Once you break the seal on talking about it, things just start getting better.
Make no mistake, but we're not under any illusions. That is a tough. That is probably one of the hardest things you may have to do in your life. It is a tough seal to break.
Well, and it's rather easy for us. I'm not going to say that it's easy for us to talk about it, but it's easier for us. It's easier for us to muse about the potentiality of is he right or is she right? Is he telling the truth or is she telling the truth? But at the end of the day, either someone's life is destroyed or someone got what they deserved, and someone's life was significantly impacted.
Nobody, for years. It's just such a negative thing. It's just like y'all need to do, and it's so tough to tell the public. And we're running low on time to play some music to kind of lighten everything up. But you know, try to tell the public to kind of everyone's kind of got an emotional reaction. You kind of want to tell them, you know, stop.
Yeah.
Wait.
Pump the brakes
and see.
A bit. Don't be emotional about it.
There is no rule saying you have to have an emotional reaction and pick a side right at this moment.
Right.
There is no rule saying that, and you're not any less for it. If your friends say like, oh, well, they're idiots then. No. Just tell them, I'm waiting and logically seeing what happens and what new information comes out because I don't have enough yet.
You don't have to form an opinion. You can have a vague opinion, like we have, honestly.
We haven't formed our concrete opinion yet because we're still waiting on everything.
Well, I think we have it, but we're waiting on that final if statement. We have a clear opinion on the court of public opinion, which is if it comes out
that
he did all those things, nail him to the wall, he sucks.
Yes.
If it comes out that he didn't do those things and she is a liar, then she needs to face consequences for that, and everything that he lost needs to be reinstated.
And also, the worst possible version of this is that she did lie, and I kind of hope that's not the case, because that would start delegitimizing future claims.
People are going to set a precedent.
And somebody could have really have gone through this.
Right.
And she might be a similar situation, but because of somebody lying,
she may do more damage to the movement,
right,
and to other people coming out.
So if it is shown that she also needs to be, the consequences must be culpable on both sides.
I agree.
And if Chris Hardwick is guilty of this, and it shows like in there is wreck and it ends up being proven, I mean, yeah, you take that guy down.
Do whatever you need to.
Do whatever you need to do in order to that won't fly.
Not going to tolerate that. Let's play behavior, two songs. I had a segue.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Because, this is it's a sensitive topic, but, we were quiet on it for like 2 weeks because we didn't know if there was going to be some critical piece of information just 1 hour after we recorded. And we'd rather, do an emergency show Wednesday or post something online or something. And we're still going to do that if something big happens. But that just hasn't happened yet. So before it becomes old news, we might as well say it and say, like, if you need help, there's help out there. People are there to help you. So definitely do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I had a segue.
Should we come back with, like, a phone number for people like that?
Yeah, we'll look up a phone number.
The
segue that I had prepared was, we're going to play Hardware Store by Weird Al Yankovic, and then the device has been modified by Victims of Science. The segue was, buying this house. It's a house from 1975, so I'm inevitably going to have to go to the hardware store. That was my joke that I was going to try to do, but we kind of started.
We really got
that.
It to a dark place.
Yeah. That's okay, though. We're going to come back with that number for you after these two songs. I'm
Dustin.
This is the Experience Points radio show exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 KSLU.
You use an eyes, your faithful companion cube. Well done.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Are you still there?
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still the Experience Points radio show. I'm still MG.
I'm always Dustin, and I do have that phone number.
What's that phone number?
All right, so this is for the phone number is 800-656-4673, or a little easier to remember is 800-656-HOPE. H-O-P-E.
That is for abuse, sexual harassment.
Sexual assault, anything like that. They'll get you connected with a local affiliate. But, and they also have a ton of stuff at their website, RAIN.org, and then you can learn more about
that's
it. Right,
RAIN
there.
With two N's.
RAIN with two N's.
RAIN with two N's. .org.
.org.
Yeah, it's a touchy, sensitive subject. But,
yeah,
you know,
we're trying to be delicate about it, and we understand we're two guys in a booth.
Yeah,
we totally are aware of our own privilege right now.
It gets better when you start talking about it, but that doesn't mean that it's easy.
Yeah, we don't speak for anybody except two people
ourselves.
In this booth right now.
Anyway, we left off with the device has been modified by Victims of Science, some portal right there, and then Hardware Store by Weird Al Yankovic. Hopefully soon I'll be hanging doors and building things, and it'll be great. So such adult. Let's talk about some different things real quick. So you've heard of VidCon.
Your gentrification and nuclear family sickens me.
Right? It's going to be great.
Can I be honest with you for a second?
Yeah, go for it.
The idea of that is like prison to me.
Aww.
It truly, like, every time I see a guy mowing his lawn and like a house with like a dog.
Hey there, Dustin. Like a hey ho there, neighbor.
I mean, like, oh my goodness.
I was
like,
going to install
sounds...
a white picket fence too.
Are you serious?
No, I wasn't.
Oh my goodness. It's so, I don't know why when I see that, I'm like, if I lived like that.
What the hell, suburbia?
That's the thing. Like, suburbia is like my gulag.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I know.
You know what? It could be a lot worse, so I guess that's good.
And that's the thing. I totally understand that, but it's like, holy Moses, like you're always within your comfort zone. Like,
oh, no, not necessarily. You know, you try to build a nice place and everything, but things inevitably break. And it's all about the shared experience of going through the annoying neighbors and the social events that may or may not work out and everything.
I'm a man of the landlord. I am like, stuff broke. He's like, how'd it break? Don't know. Don't care. Not my
don't
stuff.
Know. That, just you look.
I just
gave you
here.
A deposit for a reason.
I just live here. I don't work here, man.
Yeah.
Come fix it. So, but I'm sorry. What were we going
to say?
No,
that's okay. Let's talk about, have you heard of VidCon? It was a Viacom-owned sort of convention for YouTube creators.
Thing. Maybe they dabbled in it.
Maybe a little bit. Viacom purchased VidCon, I think, 2 years ago or something, and it's effectively a YouTuber convention.
Okay.
But it also did Vine and Vimeo, and anyway, bunch of YouTubers, really popular celebrities. And I'm going to say a few things in this entire segment. I think YouTube is a great platform. I love watching specifically like LGR, Philip DeFranco, Boogie 2988.
Yeah.
I don't really watch a lot of gaming on YouTube other than like Cryptic Fox for Oxygen Not Included.
My two are Game Grumps and Markiplier.
Yeah.
And by the way, another sat. I'm just a bummer today, man. Markiplier, unfortunately, if you're a fan of his, he is not going to be doing videos for a little bit. His niece passed away in a car accident.
Gosh.
Gosh, this show is a bummer, man. If you guys are fans of his, and I know I am, just shout out support for him. And
I don't subscribe, but I watch his videos all the time, and I feel like I just need to ring the bell and subscribe.
I am in trance. He had one where he goes to the window. It is a horror game. He's going to the window, to the wall, to the eye, and he screams, and it's so perfectly timed.
Nice.
Oh, we laughed for like 20 minutes on that one. Five Nights at Freddy's all the way.
VidCon is a show that would, a convention where those people, those YouTubers would be there talking about issues that matter to them, whether it's with a platform or with its, you know, the society and the social aspects of, you know, being online and something like that. And it's like a celebrity meetup with all of these regular people.
Right. Yeah.
And same thing with like, what do the Vlog Brothers do? They do,
who the heck are they?
That's Hank and John Green. I can't remember what they do, but it's something very similar. It may even be VidCon. I can't remember. Anyway, there's this creator called Tana Mojo, who is like a 20-something. She's got like 3.5 million subscribers. And I'm saying it kind of like with a catty attitude because I think when you're a 20-something and you're effectively a Disney princess of a YouTube star. And again, I know that this show doesn't have 3.5 million subscribers, but, you know.
Oh, my God.
It's what did you
39 mil?
39 million.
Fans, Francesca.
Is that her
name? Tani Mojo?
Yeah. Tana Mojo. She's this person that, a YouTube creator, and I don't even know what she does. Like, I don't watch people on YouTube that just, like, open boxes of stuff. I know that's a thing, like box opening. I don't watch videos of people where they're like, I'm going to do a makeup tutorial. That's just not my thing. I watch Phil DeFranco because he gives me the news straight. I watch Boogie because every now and then he talks about something that I care about. You know, I watch LGR because they open up old stuff that's like been in boxes for forever. Yeah. And it's like an IBM PC from 1980 or something. I really like that.
There's Watch Mojo.
Watch Mojo. I watch Mojo a lot.
But I can't find this person. I think this Francesco person I looked up was just some random person.
No, Tana Mojo, but it's not M-O-G-O. It's like M-O-U-G-E-A-U-X or something.
Lord.
It's a weird thing. Anyway, that's not the important part. She's a female creator that went to VidCon last year, and she did not like it. She didn't like the way that things were taken care of. She didn't like the way that the security did things. And I'm going to say, like, Hank and John Green maybe run VidCon. That's more Viacom bought it, but they still run it. And there were some security issues. I think Anita Sarkeesian was there, and she said some things. And Sargon of Akkad was there and didn't say anything. But Anita Sarkeesian was breaking every rule in the book. Didn't get any book thrown at her, though. It was just a weird thing where it was very clearly, we're not going to touch her because she is the, I think Sargon said it best, she is the avatar of feminism. And even if she is not successful and everyone hates her, you can't do anything to her because she is the avatar of feminism. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Tana Mojo, that's not the point either, but Tana Mojo didn't like that treatment. So she said, screw VidCon, I'm going to make my own con called TanaCon.
Yeah, I'm looking at this and I don't want to judge a book by its cover.
Oh, judge, because you might be surprised at how correct you are, sir.
First off, I'm just going to say, I imagine she's a person who complains a lot about trivial things.
Yes. Yes, but continue. Sorry. I would say most people are people that complain about trivial things, though. So, I mean, like, my personal opinion about that.
Oh, my. Like, well, yeah, to me and you, it's
the way I feel about it, she seemingly fits in a stereotype, but most people do.
It's hard to complain about something when it's not 90 pounds on a rucksack up a hill. So.
Right, that's it.
I mean, trash can in the morning.
There's only snow one direction. Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's like, hey, it's coming in from the top, not horizontal
that's
anymore.
It, that's it. At least, we, you know, so man stuff.
She has these, I'm going to guess every YouTube video has her. It's just there is no content other than her in front of a camera whinging about something.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, and
or
again,
how to do a makeup of some kind.
She isn't particular. I don't know if she does makeup stuff, but again, I did. I don't follow her, so whenever I was looking at this show or looking to do this something for the show, I did watch a lot of her videos on 2x speed, and that is annoying. It is annoying to listen to her that fast because it's the type of person I don't think I'd normally hang out with in real life because we wouldn't have a lot in common. And I feel like that only adds to my kind of disdain for this topic. The point is, she didn't like VidCon the way they did things at VidCon. So she's like, I'm going to do one better, and I'm going to make TanaCon. Uh-huh. And it's going to be free. And some of your favorite creators are going to be there. And she partnered with Good Times, which was kind of like an event management solution in the area in Anaheim, which
Good
is where
Lord.
VidCon is. They said,
she's 20, apparently, by the way.
Yeah, 20. And 3.5 million, again, like whenever you say something and 3.5 million people are going to hear it, that's kind of powerful. I think that's neat, especially for 20-something, you know. It's just like a Jake and Logan Paul except no Disney. But maybe she'll go to Disney. I don't know how that works. But anyway, the Marriott that they were going to use was going to hold about 5,000 people. So they said, cool, we're going to expect about 5,000 people. And like 20,000, 15,000 to 20,000 showed up in Anaheim, California. In the heat with no shade. Now, it's California. California is a hot state.
Yeah.
And it's dry. And there wasn't enough water. And there were, like, you know, a convention where you literally have nothing going on except people talking. All you do is you sit in a room, typically like a hotel, you know, big hotel room, like a big, I don't know, business room or whatever. And there's a stage and you talk. And some of these rooms only held like 50 people for like an intimate setting. Other rooms held like 200. But out of the 5,000 expected people, quadruple that. That's how many people showed up. Some people never got in. It turned into line con because people, I think that's what one of the people said. It's not my joke, but turned into line con because people were literally in line to go to an event that they'd never get to because that was how long the line would take. They got to capacity. They had to let people leave before people could go in. And by that point, the events were over. So when things got crazy, they just canceled the event.
Yeah, as I'm reading it, this is what happens when you get a 20-year-old who's never had an iota of real responsibility on managing an event that you would hire somebody quite a bit to do everything.
Well, and the annoying thing is she did. She hired Good Times, who was supposedly going to do that. But then in the middle of it, for whatever reason, bad information, I think, either from Good Times to her, from her to Good Times, what their expectations were, mismanaged expectations, or maybe even, let's just say, for the sake of transparency, maybe the Marriott that they were using, the hotel that they were using, maybe they just didn't communicate capacity versus, you know, liability versus all that stuff together. Let's just assume that any of those things could have fallen off.
Or I got a better idea. How about you don't, just off the top of my head, you use an actual convention center instead of trying to cram people into a Marriott floor room.
Well, VidCon was already doing that. And this is an interesting thing. In the midst of TanaCon burning down, let's mm-hmm. just say, all they could do is throw mad shade at VidCon. About, we're not going to do it like VidCon where we have security that arrests people when they get rowdy. You know, we're a family. It's all about inclusivity, but we can't include everybody, so we're canceling the event.
Yeah,
screw
see
VidCon.
How well that works.
And it's like, why smack talk VidCon? It's just
when
so
VidCon
strange.
Seems to function correctly and
more or less, yeah. I mean, it's a convention, but
you do throw people off for being
people,
rowdy and
that's
ruining
it.
And. Time because
somebody last year I remember there were so many like little drama moments in with little VidCon, you know, people that are like, I got 100,000 people on my YouTube, Baby's First YouTube channel, you know, and I'm a millennial that lives in a van that somehow doesn't have any responsibilities in the world.
God, it must be us,
right?
Mere mortals who are fallible here.
So
and
great.
Wrong. I apologize.
Anyway, so TanaCon canceled. I got a couple more things before we run out of time.
Yeah, Matt, real quick, just promise if we ever get any kind of real followers, we don't become those people.
I'm never going to become Tana. T- Tana Mojo.
My hair.
Oh, my makeup. Let's talk about some cool stuff. Let's end on a good note because we're almost out of time. Let's talk about some games releasing.
Yes.
So out right now is Far Cry 3 Classic Edition for PS4, Xbox One. We got The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit, which I'm very...
Life is Strange.
Life is Strange 2.
Play as Macaulay Culkin, kind of.
Effectively, but it's for free.
Oh.
It's totally free. Xbox One, PS4, and PC. You can download that right now. And I'm kind of excited about it because I
That's not a call to action.
Yeah, it's not a call of action, FCC. That's just me going, I'll probably do this, and I think it's probably cool, but that's my opinion, man. That's just my opinion, man.
God, skirting that line.
Yeah. And then we have Mario Rabbids Donkey Kong for the Switch. That's out today.
Oh, yes. Mario Tennis is out as well.
Oh, yeah. Aces. Yeah. Aces is out. So I'm sorry. When you hear this, it will be out tomorrow or yesterday. Tomorrow, for you, on the 28th, Limbo and Inside. Which are
coming
from
the
same
Switch?
Developer. Yes, for the Switch.
Yes.
And then a day later on the 29th, Wolfenstein 2 for the Switch. And we have Crash Bandicoot Trilogy. It's already been out for PS4, but now it's coming out for Switch, PC, and Xbox One. And that's happening before the end of the month. And then we get PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 3rd, right before Happy Birthday America. We're getting Red Faction Guerrilla Remarstered. Because it's on Mars. You get it? It's remastered, but remastered. He's leaving. We're out of here.
We're not doing a show anymore. Finish.
For Life is Strange, though, episode 1 for Life is Strange 2 is coming out on the 27th of September.
That's all great, Matt. Have fun doing the show by yourself.
You're just fake walking away.
I'm leaving.
Something we're going to talk about probably next week, just a kind of little flavor for you for next week, is Fortnite on PS4 and crossplay between Switch and Xbox.
I actually played Fortnite. I accidentally did research about this, and I will talk about my findings on what I thought of it next week.
Okay, awesome. And then we're going to see how the Warner Brothers, Bethesda, Westworld / Fallout Shelter thing is going. Yep. If you don't want to know what I'm talking about, look it
up. Oh, and then we're going to talk also, can we talk about Disney Fox?
Oh, yeah, we can do that next week. All right, that's going to be
a little business-oriented episode.
That's going to be a good show.
We're done.
Thanks for hanging out with us. This is the Experience Points Radio Show. We have a website, exppoints.com/social. Like, subscribe, follow, and thanks for all of the fish. We are going to end with two songs, Michael Jump In by No More Kings and The Legend of Zelda theme by Vomitron. I am MG.
I'm Dustin. I know that one.
I know that one. And this has been the Experience Points Radio Show exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU. Doing the robot.
See you next week.
See you next. Oh, they can't see it. It's radio.
Hear you next week. You'll hear us next week.
Whoa.
We're good at radio.
Yeah. We got smart brain hammers.